In Search of Donor 1058. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Wendy Kramer knew that her son Ryan didn't get his talent from her.
People would hear about him, you know, and his achievements or whatever, and then they would look at me and say, oh, so his father's really smart?
It turns out his father is really smart, but it took Wendy and her son a while to find that out because Ryan's biological dad was a sperm donor, chosen based primarily on his vague resemblance to Wendy's now ex-husband. All she had was his donor number.
My son's donor number is 1058.
So she and her son Ryan set up the Donor Sibling Registry. And for 11 years now, the website has invited the offspring of sperm donors to post their donor's number so they can be linked to their half-siblings, which is how Ryan found out about his other family.
My son probably has 20 or 30 out there, but he knows of 6 half-sisters so far, and he's met 3 of those half-sisters.
The site can also help sperm donors meet their offspring if they choose, and Ryan did indeed get to meet his biological father and discovered that number 1058 had a graduate degree in engineering. And remember Wendy saying her son was quite an accomplished young man?
He was very accelerated in school. He graduated as an aerospace engineer at age 18, got his master's at 19.
And now works at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. So yes, prospective parents, you can raise an accomplished child with lots of hugs and third grade soccer trophies, no doubt. But you might also keep in mind the option of donor 1058. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.